Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The C's even up the Eastern Conference Finals with a big Game 2 win in Miami.
Eastern Conference Finals all tied up. As it will now head to Boston for games 3 and 4.
Join the Celtics playoff conversation right here. We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Smart throws it up and Robert Williams throws it down. Richard wide open three. It's good. Williams, corner three. Grant Williams rattles it. And what a hot start here for the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown way downtown. Jaylen Brown is 3 for 3. Tatum launches a three. That's good. Jason Tatum from downtown. Tatum a sidestep way up his curve. Pitcher to running start ahead to Tatum. Tatum throws it down. Will shake and bake and drills it. Marcus Smart with the jumper. Smart step back 3-pointer. It's good. Marcus Smart. What a game for him. 21 points, 10 assists. Eastern Conference Finals all tied up at one apiece as it will now head to Boston for games 3 and 4.
It was an ass-whipping down in Miami last night. The Celtics won game 2, 127-102, where midway through the first quarter, Grant Williams came in the game, and, well, everything changed, and the floor opened up, and I think it was 9 of 11 from 3 in the first quarter, and it was, 25-point lead was the biggest halftime lead for what is called a true road game in the NBA
the bubble
playoffs
out, right?
In
bubble
Celtics history.
Yeah. Yeah, very impressive. I mean, to be down 10 in the first quarter and then to be up 11 going into the second, you know, that's the thing with the Celtics is they can score so quickly when the threes are falling, and they were. And they put the lineup out there, like you said. They swap Williams. They go with a lineup of all five guys that can shoot threes, and they were all getting open, and they were all nailing them. And that's just so tough to come back from because now you get, you're down 10, all of a sudden you get one stop, now you're down 7. You get another stop, you're down 4. It's, you know, a lead can just disappear in a second.
And conversely, on the other side, you had Miami who started 7 of 10 and then went 0 for 10 or 11, I think it was, right as the Celtics started to get hot. So the Celtics are hitting everything from everywhere, and Miami on the other end couldn't buy a bucket. And it wasn't like they were trying to shoot up a bunch of contested looks. Strus had a couple of looks. P.J. Tucker had a couple of easies right underneath. There was one where he got fouled and then missed both free throws.
Right.
And it was the convergence of the perfection of the Celtics at that time with the very worst of the Miami Heat. And then Jim Butler did what Jim Butler does and tried to bring him back.
And
but
that's it.
That was it. I mean,
he's a one, yesterday it was
he could have pulled guys out of the stands and might have gotten a better three-point shooter to help him than what he had on the floor last night.
Yeah, the other guys, you know, there's always so much made. And Charles Barkley's one of these guys that always talks about, you know, the others, because you have your star guy. Every team has their star player or hopefully players at this point. And then there's the others. And what's crazy is the Miami Heat seem like it's Jimmy Butler and then a team full of others. Whereas with the Celtics, you're like, you got Tatum, you got Brown, you got a nice boost with Marcus Smart coming back in game 2. And then it's, you might get the Grant Williams game or the Al Horford game or the Pritchard game. It seems like for Miami, if it's not Jimmy Butler, is anybody going to stand up and do something?
It was Tyler Hero in game 1, and in game 2, Tyler Hero played 24 minutes. He was 5 of 11 from the field. He took 3 threes, which is not his game.
They had nothing.
And was a minus 33, scoring 11 points. Victor Oladipo came in, and actually for what he should be contributing, he gave him 14 points,
yep.
A bunch of them were at the line. Like, okay, that's what you would expect for someone like that to come off the bench. But Strus had 6 points. P.J. Tucker had 5. I know he got hurt. But really, isn't the story Bam Adebayo?
To me, it is, yeah.
We talked about his importance going into the series. And
he dominated the Celtics 2 years ago.
And I don't even think it's the Celtics loading up on him. He has just been missing for the majority of the minutes that he's played in these 2 years.
Right, he's disappeared. It's not like he's missing shots. He's just not out. Like, you don't see him. He has no impact on the offense. It seems to be perimeter guards kind of passing around. Then they give it to Butler and hope Butler creates. Or it's one of the other guys, Vincent, Strus, Harrow, shooting an outside three, something like that. They don't even give him the ball. It's wild.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, he was great. And he's still young that you were thinking, man, if he was that good 2 years ago, what's he going to look like now? And I know that there is more standing in the way with Time Lord and Al Horford back for game two. And even, you know, hell, even Grant Williams gives you more defensively than Daniel Tice, who was the starting center 2 years ago. But he was great. He was 21 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, makes every free throw. And you're like, this guy's going to be scary for years to come. He's still on the team. As far as I know, he's healthy.
Yep.
And they just don't even attempt it. And that's odd because in the regular season, he averaged a career-high 19 points. So it's not like, they don't use him anymore and 2 years ago was a one-off. No, he's actually improved his offensive game really since that time in the bubble. And he's kind of carried that over. Guy's made an all-star team. And Eric Spoelstra is this great coach. We all believe he's this great coach. How come they're not even trying to get him involved? I wonder if that's the next adjustment that they make.
I would agree with you. And I'm glad we got there. Is that, you know, the thing about Adebayo, and you mentioned in terms of him eating up the Celtics in the bubble, he was a facilitator as well. Like, I started to think about this yesterday. The stuff that Al Horford does, he can score. We know he can shoot the three. But arguably, I think if you said, what is Al Horford's best skill? It's passing the basketball.
You can pass.
And I wonder if that's what Bam Adebayo has got to become, at least in this series, is to establish his offense and then start to filter the ball out a little bit to be able to get guys some shots, because their offense, meaning Miami, at a whole, and really in the third quarter, was Jimmy Butler just taking it one-on-one and doing his thing, or you're running around and trying to set a screen for Vincent to try to get a look at a three-pointer. And
it was crazy.
He was 4 of 8 from three.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. But when Vincent scores 14 points in game one, he had 17. So you can't look at him and say, hey, man, how come you didn't do more?
No, he's
That's
what he
probably
is.
About what he is to give
you're
you.
You're probably maximizing your Gabe Vincent.
It's Adebayo and Hero that are the one, and more Adebayo than Hero at this point.
It's really a disappearing act. So just kind of picking through some of the numbers, Bam Adebayo in the regular season averaged 2 less assists per game this season than last season. So
really?
Last season he was at 5.4, this year 3.4. So I don't know if that's the addition of Lowry or just how they are running their offense.
Or they're just not a great shooting team and he's setting guys up and they're just not knocking down shots.
Duncan Robinson's not the player he was the last couple of years.
There are times where Tatum gets guys great shots and he ends up with 4 assists in the game, but it's not his fault.
But regular season, he averaged 19 points a game. Playoffs, he's averaging 13.5. And what's also remarkable, it's on 5 fewer shots. So again, regular season, Bam Adebayo took 13 shots a game. He has taken 10 total in the first 2 games.
Total.
It's like a complete disappearing act.
Okay.
And in game one, there wasn't even Al Horford to be out there.
Right.
Now, they won game one, so you can say, all right, who cares what the stats were? You won game one. But it was an interesting thing to say. Is this going to be a trend? And it is. Through 2 games, he barely even set screens. He doesn't even need to be down on the offensive end. He's got nothing to just stay on defense, apparently. Prevent a fast break bucket. Just stand down there in the paint.
You know, my thought going in was I thought it would go 7, and I thought Adebayo would have a presence. If we get through game 3 and they can't find his ability to make him be a factor on the floor, then this is probably a 6, if not a 5-game series.
Because
Butler can only do so much. And again, Jimmy Butler was really good last night.
Yeah.
His shooting numbers are like over 50% for the postseason. At the end of the...
He's a stud.
When it's done and when their run is done, people are going to look and be like, Jimmy Butler was not the problem.
He wasn't.
They could use Peyton Pritchard in the worst way.
They could use
They
some
need
guys.
A guy like that who can stroke it a little.
No, they do. His supporting cast just isn't... nearly good enough.
Meanwhile, Marcus Smart had arguably the Marcus Smart game. I know that they led with that on ESPN on SportsCenter after the game.
Smart game? I mean, I don't know if I called it a smart game. It was good to have him back.
It was
obviously
the Horford game, and then you had a Tatum game, and then a Brown half, and now it's the Smart game. But normally, Marcus Smart almost had a triple-double last night.
Yeah, he did. He played 40 minutes, too, after the missing game with a foot injury.
That surprised.
I would have taken him out.
Right.
Earlier, I thought they had the game.
And by the way,
I understand there's a big push, but they were up 25 going into the fourth quarter.
And by comparison, Jaylen Brown, 33 minutes, Al Horford, 33 minutes, Jason Tatum, 32 minutes, Marcus Smart, 40 minutes.
So I really hope it wasn't just to try to get him one more rebound. Like that, you don't need to be chasing triple doubles. You don't need to Russell Westbrook this thing in the playoffs when you're dealing with an injury. If he was healthy as an ox, whatever, go ahead, try to get a board. I don't really care as much. But he didn't play last game. So that part was a little annoying, but I don't know. Obviously, they got it done. He was still able to come out with half of the fourth quarter to go, but the game was in hand at that point. Hell, they didn't even have to play Tatum, so they didn't really have to play Smart. They could have left that in the hand of Peyton Pritchard for a little longer and then turn it over to the real bench mob, your Nick Stauskas's of the
world. Well, there you go. And didn't Stauskas get in the game and get hurt? Like, I know
he was flipping around. He had to come
in the
out
fourth quarter.
To come back in.
Yep.
Like,
they have him walking down the tunnel. They're like, well, Stauskas got hurt. And it was all like, I almost wanted Jeff Van Gundy to be like, why the F are we following this guy? Who cares?
But I would also just say, as to, you know, usually you don't want to get too up or too down after a blowout loss in the playoffs, because it happens. You'll see a team that loses the series, two of their wins were lopsided, and you're like, well, they're capable of this. How come they didn't? But with these games, I think you can read more into it, because you didn't have Horford and Smart in your loss, and then in your blowout win, you had them. It might just be that easy. And I don't know if Kyle Lowry's coming back, so this very well could be the Miami Heat team. And the Celtics seem to be just clicking on all cylinders after a really, really terrible third quarter. Outside of that, from game one, they've looked pretty good.
Well, if there's one thing we have seen, I think, in particular in this postseason, or at least in the Milwaukee series, and I'm expecting it here in Miami, is if there is one of those games where it gets tilted, there is the pushback. There is the, okay, and the Celtics, again, bad third quarter, lose game one, came out in the first quarter, started to figure it out, ended up blowing doors. You look to the best player and how they react. And after game one, Jason Tatum said, I can't wait to get back out there. I can't wait to be able to respond. Is this the same from Jimmy Butler, who after his 29 points last night said,
it can get too much worse. They whipped our tail on our home floor. I guess if they do it on their home floor, it's supposed to happen. But I don't see us doing that again. I mean, the first half has been brutal for us in both of these games. We gotta come out and play harder from the jump and be ready, because they'd be throwing some haymakers in the first half.
So really, it comes down to, can either Lowry come back or Adebayo get going, or the guy we just heard is just going to have to, as we mentioned yesterday, put on the cape and drag the rest of the group as far as he can drag them.
I think it's going to have to be Butler or, I mean, again, I'm with you on, it has to be Adebayo, but if it's not, and they didn't even try it, I guess the other prayer would be Tyler Hero, who was another guy 2 years ago in the bubble that killed the Celtics.
Yep.
You got to get him going. When he's good, he can score points quickly. I think he's their only chance, because you know how I feel about the starting backcourt. P.J. Tucker is limited, and he's hurt now,
and he's
so he
hurt
might not even
now.
Play, which, by the way, could make things even easier for Jason Tatum.
Agreed. Yeah. Very much so. And Jimmy Butler's going to have to be a hero, but it's 8:30 tomorrow night for Game 3 here in the Garden. The Garden will be popping. We're going to hear from Tom Brady coming up, and you at 617-779-7937. By the way, subscribe to the Gresh and Keith podcast today. Download us into your device, so if you miss any of the show, you can listen to us wherever you are or anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Insta at Gresh Keefe.
Well, I'll tell you this. I bet the pressure he puts on himself is not even close to what others put on him. And what I mean by that is the pressure that he gets from media and fans isn't going to be at a certain level. But I'll tell you, the great ones, they put even more pressure on themselves to be great. When he looks at what other people says or talks about, you know, as far as his projection of what he needs to do, he's thinking greater than that. I don't really think he feels any pressure from outside.
That is Paul Pierce talking about Jason Tatum. He may not feel pressure from the outside, but Lord knows he's checking boxes and sort of writing down the things that people say or whatnot. And that's a guy, by the way, who had Paul Pierce, who had, I would argue, the pressure of a region on him in 07, 08, 09, 2010. That run that the Celtics had with that version of the Big Three and Rondo. It was, yes, it was about Kevin Garnett getting there as well. But for us around here, it was about Paul Pierce first and foremost.
Well, and Pierce, and, you know, due respect to Antoine Walker, who did have a pretty good run, it was Pierce.
Correct.
Kind of like, Pierce, you got to do this. Didn't have a lot of help. And, you know, okay, let's see if you can be this next wave of great Celtics teams. And it's really all on you.
Tuan's hurt. Go win with Adrian Griffin.
But that was
good
guy,
luck.
That's an example of, you could have one really good player. Like, if Jason Tatum played on the Oklahoma City Thunder, he'd be putting up monster stats, mm-hmm. but it'd be hard to drag a team so far when you're a one-man team. So to have guys like Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, and then the emergence of guys like Grant Williams and Pritchard, like, it's just shown like they have the complete team right now.
And Paul Pierce, by the way, joined the Greg Hill Show yesterday. This, to me, is emerging as maybe the big story of this Celtics run. And that is Ime Udoka, who has gotten this team to play a different kind of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten everyone to buy in. We have seen him, especially if you watched game one, pretty much have the ability to MF anybody during a game on the roster.
Yeah.
There isn't the superstar that just goes, yeah, I'm not going to listen to
you.
Well,
think about that. There's obviously more than one style to coach.
Yep.
But can you imagine Brad Stevens having the reaction that Ime Udoka did in the third quarter of the game?
Shut your MF and mouth and go sit down. He wouldn't say it that way.
And I know. Remember, he had that one interview. He's like, I've had my moments. It's like, oh, yeah. If any of the players seen it. So not only that, so you had that third quarter. You're laying into those guys. And then to come back and have this type of game in game two.
I've had my moments.
I'm sure you did, pal. I bet you did. Yeah, some good moments, though, making trades. You might be a better executive than a coach,
well,
as it turns
again,
out. But
you know what's funny? We talked about earlier the Danny Ainge drafted, what, seven guys in the first round that's on this roster that are playing. And then it was Brad Stevens that went out and got Derek White and ended
brought
up.
Horford back.
Brought Horford
Huge.
Back, right? And the whole brought Tice back, which.
Yeah, it's helped.
For as much as we. That's the thing. It doesn't have to be the best deal, but it's clearly helped.
He's
and it has made
than,
them a better team.
Enos Freedom. You know, he's giving you better minutes than that. So.
No. No question.
So, yeah, no, it's
everybody, it's all, it, really, it was Ainge drafting him, and then Stevens got him to a certain point, and now Ime is here to take him further, and oh, by the way, Stevens and Ime seem to really collaborate on, let's go get this piece, and here you go.
Yeah, it's a couple of things, really, when you look at the construction of the team. It's they allowed Tatum and Brown to develop and get better, but they also, just on paper, maybe took some talent away to finally say, all right, well, what fits? We need a team that fits together.
Go. Love it.
Because again, a few years ago, you have Gordon Hayward, you have Kyrie Irving, you have Marcus Morris, you have Terry Rozier. Like that lineup, 1 through 8, was probably more skilled than this lineup, 1 through 8. But it's not even close which team plays better together, which team all plays defense, which team actually fits, which team has a group of guys that knows what their roles are. Before it was like, yeah, I can get 20 points. No, I can get 20 points. I also can get 20 points. And you're like, well, what the hell is this? And then I think they have the right coach in place, too. Like, I think this is the right guy. This is the right guy at the right time for the Celtics.
And I do believe it was Wiggy during the interview asked Paul Pierce about the players respecting Ime Udoka.
Ime, he's a player. The former players who are coaches now understands players' mentalities. When I saw that situation, I was like, look, basically you got two guys who are competitive, and at the end of the day, what do they want? They both want to win. And so when you're in the heat of the battle, sometimes it does get heat. I didn't have moments like that with Doc. But at the end of the day, we had a clear understanding of what we both wanted. We wanted to win out here. You know, sometimes it gets frustrating. You know, he understands the players. They understand him because he comes from that locker room. He comes from these type of days where you're on the road trying to get a playoff win. And so it's nothing. That's why they're able to brush it under the rug and move on.
It seems like that's definitely going to be the new wave. We saw it this last offseason where a bunch of coaches got fired, and it seemed like a bunch of non-player coaches got fired and replaced with former player coaches. Not saying that's the only way. You know, Popovich, you know, if you want to go to the NFL, obviously Belichick. Like, there's still extremes of guys that weren't in the league. But especially in the NBA right now, it seems like most of these young players really respect having a guy on the other side that went through it and did all the things that they did and had a lot of the same pressure on them as they did.
I don't disagree with that. I would put a caveat in there is that it's coaches who have at least a little bit of actual coaching experience. Like, Ime Udoka played in the league, but it's evident he knows how to coach.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy in Brooklyn is an all-time great player, but might be better to help them playing 13 minutes a night.
No, that's true.
Than coaching those guys
being assistant for a couple of years. But I would say in a couple of years, like, I wouldn't rule out, you know, Damon Stoudemire getting picked off of this team and coaching somewhere else.
And you know what? And he's put in the time as a coach.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Like, how many of will somebody just be like, boy, Al Horford was great with the players while he was here. He can be a head coach. And you just, like, I think
Jason
throwing
Kidd was
guys
right.
in.
Kidd was right after. It's right. happened. But, yeah.
And it's taken Jason Kidd, what, 4 stops now to actually learn what he's doing.
He had some decent years, though.
As a player, no question.
No, even as a coach.
Then 1 year Milwaukee, and it was, or wasn't he? He was like,
yeah, they
Nets.
Got fired midseason or whatever.
Yeah,
there are some weird runs.
It's very odd. What isn't odd is the Kiefer Madness Week in Review.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Bigfoot murdered 3 guys on a dope farm.
And it's the Celtics.
She grabbed up the big bottle of Captain Morgan and just guzzled it like this.
No! What do you mean no?
All right, here we go. It's time for our weekend review. We have a lot to get to. Let's start with the madness from Tuesday, where we had a madness revisited. A woman about a year ago jumped into a spider monkey cage at a zoo and started feeding flaming hot Cheetos to the monkey. She has since done an interview, an exclusive interview, that aired this week.
The video is well known. A woman going into a day after the video went viral, Ray says she lost her job at a law firm and was harassed on social media. Harassment she doesn't believe she deserves. Now she works for this man, defense attorney Mark T. Davis. Davis says she has been an excellent employee, already receiving 3 raises since being hired.
The Cheeto incident was really great for me. It's great to have Lucy working here.
Now, something might seem off about this picture. A large bag of Cheetos front and center. Ray placed that bag in front of our microphone and kept it there for the entirety of the interview.
You had fed the spider monkeys in the enclosure Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so why do you bring these here today?
Well, for the record, it wasn't hot Cheetos, okay? They were regular Cheetos.
I mean, what kind of dog and pony show is this entire outfit?
I started to think of it after we talked about it on Tuesday. Did you ever see the old, like, Bear Bryant press conferences and now the Nick Saban pressers? They got that bottle of Coca-Cola right there.
Oh, you do, yeah.
That's what it was. It was product placement.
Remember Ronaldo moved? I think it might have been Coke. He, like, moved, and it cost them, like, millions of dollars or whatever.
Because
they had it there.
Absolutely.
And
by the way, if for those who just Google Lucy Ray fed the Cheetos.
Yeah, Cheetos.
Worth a look.
Yep.
We'll leave it at that.
Doing all right. Eddie House, doing great.
Awesome.
Now, friend of the show, former Celtic great, he was on with us, and I brought up his 61-point game against Cal that he had in college.
I just wanted to win the game, and believe it or not, I only had 19 at half. And we went to double overtime, so all those buckets, I needed every last basket for us to win. That's all it was. It was just, I had no idea. When the game was over with, Eddie Johnson, who covers the Phoenix Suns, you know, used to play in the NBA or NBA bet. EJ was like, man, you know how many points you got? He did the after-game interview. He's like, you know how many points you got? I was like, like, what, 43? He was like, no, 61. I was like, oh, man, praise God. I mean, I had no idea.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him too. He had some great Celtics breakdown as well.
Would you put him in the top 5 guests of the show since you and I have been together?
Yeah.
He was a fantastic.
I think so. I'd put him up there.
That's great.
Colin Quinn, Jim Norton, Daniel Bryan, Chris Jericho, Eddie House.
Oh, no. Swagoo. Swagoo's got to be in there.
Swagoo was good.
Swagoo,
Deuce McAllister, and Jake DeLome. Yeah.
You and I love the wrestlers.
I would
put Jericho in over
the
Danielson.
Comedians and wrestlers, I'm pretty partial to.
I can understand why.
Big debate on the show this week. Can you point fingers in photos? Can you do the old finger point?
I hate
a yay or a nay on that.
Stupid. We have a photo near the Good Hopper here in the downstairs portion of Odyssey Boston that has it's a picture of Steve Aoki with it was a DJ or something that he shoved their face in cake or whatever, but he did the point. I hate.
What do you mean pointing?
Pointing at her like people take a.
What do you do? But I don't know.
I hate the point.
What do you do? Hold your hands up.
Put
them
on your side. Go half around. But the whole point.
No, you can't touch people. Now.
Oh, like when we were in Vegas for UFC and my kids met that ninja and they pointed. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, what do you want them to do?
And then they're like, wait. It turned into a big discussion of how the point in photos is the worst.
I don't mind a point. Because first of all, you can't touch people, especially if you don't know them. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Just arms down your side, look like a Neanderthal.
Well, I'm not doing a prostate check on these people, but I'd like to think if I went halfway around on the arm or something for a photo.
I think your finger up their ass, Gresh. That's what we're talking about here.
Oh, my God, John.
Yeah.
Leave it to John.
Yeah, right?
Leave it to John.
At least I tried.
Brought a prostate.
Yeah, I tried to cover it a little bit and be a little professional about it. By the way, look at our picture with Callum Scott. You know what there was none of?
Pointing. I didn't point at him?
No!
Should have.
No, you shouldn't have.
Should have pointed.
Sometimes it's the other way around, and the famous person will point at you to make you feel good. I've had that happen before.
Oh, I'm going
to
picture this. Bleep.
Awful. It's all awful.
Well, speaking of famous people, Kendrick Lamar had released his new album last week.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to Billy Lanny for his review of the new Kendrick Lamar album.
Not a fan.
All right.
Moment of the week. John would just avoid everything if Kendrick Lamar walked in. Billy would be like, down the hall.
Billy, it's been a couple of months. How do you feel about working with John Anderson every day?
Not a fan.
Can I review the Harry Styles album quickly?
No, save it for your blog.
What does Billy think of it, though?
Not a fan.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right, this is going to be pretty important. This weekend, it's supposed to be hotter than blazes, so we had Keefe's Keys to Beating the Heat. Here we go. It is time for Keefe's Keys to Beat the Heat.
Beat the heat, baby. Here we go.
Number one, stay inside with the AC on.
Huh? Wait. What?
Get personal fans and sleep in front of one of them at night. I got another key for you. Speaking of fans, point them at a bowl of ice on the floor. It's going to spread around a lot of cool air. In extreme cases, stuff ice down your pants. In extreme cases.
Oh, okay.
Stuff it down your pants. Switch from hot to iced coffee.
That's one way to beat the heat.
That is true.
That's one way to beat the heat.
Let me grab my iced coffee.
Drink even more water than normal. Proper hydration, even more important. In the heat, you don't want to get dehydrated.
That's true.
It's supposed to be 95 this weekend.
95 and 96.
5.
Like back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, we're all going to melt.
Jeepers. Well, we had, for the final time during the Bruins season, Andrew Raycroft joined us. And, well, he was pretty impressed by one of Gresh's questions.
So, Razor, if Patrice Bergeron walks away, how does that potentially change the way Bruce Cassidy interacts with the guys in the room? Does it become more important that he doesn't rub people the wrong way? How could Cassidy be impacted if Bergie walks away?
That's a great question, Gresh. I like that. I haven't thought of that angle.
Wow.
I think it's I think that's a really important angle.
Well, that also, Raycroft went on to answer that, but then it led to this.
Now, Keith.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to possibly turn your headphones down only for about 10 seconds because I want to say in a loud and clear voice, the great question that Andrew Raycroft liked was a John Anderson question.
What?
I was just the one who repeated it.
Yeah, but he also laughed at the idea of Marchand playing center, and that's what John's been pushing for the last 2 weeks.
I technically haven't said that on the air. That was the email.
No, I didn't.
The Marchand thing?
I don't think I did.
100%
that.
You did. 100% he did. 100%
you
did.
You still haven't found the audio. So.
I have not looked for the audio because I know that it happened. Now, John also revealed something today. Actually, you know what? Let's go to my reveal first.
Yes, yes.
John's reveal is even better. My reveal first.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
All right.
They're both important, fine. I would say.
They're different.
They're for sure different.
If I were in a picture with both of you,
who'd you point at?
I would point toward you and your wife.
So John and I on the pro. So this is why you have to tune in every single day
because
you
right.
literally never know what's going to happen. Even some of the hosts and producers don't know what is going to be said on the program.
That's right.
So I had this little nugget yesterday. So I didn't know when I was going to make this announcement. All seriousness, because Derek White's information, I might as well say now, having another kid.
What?
How do you like that?
Whoa. Yeah. Wait a minute.
I like that.
Look at just slip that in.
I like that.
Well, he did slip it in. Yeah.
The pandemic.
Wow. Pulled the goalie? Was this planned? What's the deal here?
Oh, yeah. Let's just say I understand people who struggle to get pregnant and stay pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm very, very, very sympathetic to those people. And, so Derek White.
Look at
thanks
this
to Derek
guy.
White. He's just into the news desk.
Listen, breaking news. Rich Keefe's boys can swim.
Yes.
They've connected. Once again on a child soon to be born.
I'm the man. So that led to some more personal announcements.
Speaking of slipping it in.
I may have swayed John to sort of come clean. Well, yeah, actually.
Come dirty.
Well, we'll find out. But then John felt the need to share this.
I had to back out to go to the doctor's the other day.
Yeah, what happened?
Want to know why I was there?
You know what? I wasn't going to ask because of HIPAA, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I think I violated it myself then. I had to get a little test.
You got some stank on your hang low?
Yeah, just make it cover all purposes.
So you got the Q-tip.
Oh!
We don't need to go.
Have you got the results yet?
Is it itchy?
Oh, yeah, I'm clean.
Burns the high heaven, but they said I got nothing. I can't sleep, and it is extremely painful.
Sir,
it's only intensifying down there.
Out of my back door, it burns all the time. Now it's in the front. Do I got to worry?
No, you're fine, dude.
Yeah, right.
You're fine.
When's the last time you had sex? Never. You're good.
Never have, but I just feel like I've read a lot of books and I've seen a lot of movies. So congrats to John. And now,
congrats, Rich.
When Billy said the Q-tip, all I could think of was that it made me squirm.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, that thankfully, the very next trending that John had following the big announcement that he's clean as a whistle, allegedly, You had this.
Trending now, brought to you by Lifetime Roofing. If you have missing, loose, cracking, or dirty shingles, this sounds like it's about me. Water in your attic, or worse, a knocking leak. Oh,
you definitely have water in your attic, that's for sure.
You need Lifetime Roofing. Visit LifetimeRoofingMA.com for a free estimate and save 10% on a new full roof installation when you mention WEEI. Lifetime Roofing.
Crack shingles
MA.
Over here.
Doc, I think I got a dirty shingle. Can you help me? Oh, it's dirty, buddy.
Yeah, you give it a rinse every once in a while. Oh, that was perfect timing. That was perfect.
And John, it was a good story, and he did not steal your thunder.
No, he did not. Not at all.
One in the oven.
Thanks for sharing.
May I ask,
yes,
when are we allowed to either A, come up with the birth date pool, and will you be taking submissions for actual names for your future child?
Oh, I'm all ears.
Oh, yeah. Names.
Whatever you have. Let's throw it.
Is your wife going to let you name this one Gamora?
Unlikely. I tried that last time, got shot down, but maybe there's a chance.
Do you think there is a chance that, because I know your wife is aware of the show, doesn't listen all the time.
Not all the time.
But whenever she's talked about, we'll hear from it at work.
Yes.
Is there any chance that we might be able to get the top three submissions submitted to her for counsel?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
We'll take top three, send them her way. I believe she certainly has veto power.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and then we can do the pool of the date at some point. It's not going to happen until the fall, like early fall, so we got time.
For those other hosts that are listening, $20 ahead, we'll figure it out. Billy will run it all. We'll be good. I put it on Billy now. Or at least we'll say we put it on Billy.
Billy strikes me as like the Super Bowl squares guy, you know?
Sorry, I don't know where your money went.
I'll hold it.
It went to making sure you don't have dirty shingles. Yeah. There it is.
All right.
Well, congratulations to you once
again. Those screenings
are
free, actually, under the Affordable Health Care Act, Gresh.
Oh, here we go. Great.
Yeah,
they are. They told me that before they gave it to me.
Oh, well,
they were like, this ain't going to cost you extra.
Made you thrilled. Then you wanted the whole workup. That's when you found out.
I might as well
that
check all the holes.
I got to pay $20 for a COVID test, but this guy's walking in there and getting the whole thing done for free.
$50 to get this thing of wax out of your ear, but the Q-tip right up the old chip, we're good.
To give you some cream.
Oh, man. There's your week in review, and what a week it was on Gresh and Keefe. The Red Sox are starting to hit. Trevor's a story. That's next.
The Cheeto incident was really great for me.
Well, for the record, it wasn't hot Cheetos, okay? They were regular Cheetos.
Not a fan.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're listening to Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
There's a swing and a drive, hammered high and deep, left center field, back Rodriguez looking up, and this ball is gone into the center field seats. Two-run homer story, and the Red Sox have cut the lead in half.
Trevor drives one to left field, way back and way gone. Story, two for two.
There's a drive to left field, way back, a three-home run game for Trevor Story, can you believe it?
12:50, the Red Sox got it done last night over at Fenway Park. 12-6, the final. Trevor Story, not one, not two, but three home runs. Sox Talk on Gresh and Keith, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. And Trevor Story is starting to hit a little bit, but Tanner Houck was also a part of the story as well, Keith, with four scoreless innings coming in after Rich Hill, a.k.a. Dick Mountain.
Didn't have it last night.
Did not. Couldn't climb up the mountain.
Sure not.
Got sent down it pretty quickly, but Tanner Houck came in with four innings, and I know now that the Red Sox get further away from having to go to Toronto, which is where the initial issue came up with Tanner Houck. Maybe, just maybe, they can settle the rotation down a little bit and possibly consider doing something different with Garrett Whitlock.
Possibly. I still want Whitlock to close. It seems like they are pretty reluctant to do that. They don't think that's the best use of him. And if he's going to start, as long as you're telling me there's a decent chance he can go six, or at least that's the plan, the short starts for Whitlock, to me, makes zero sense. And I know you got to build up arm strength and all that, but in the long run, the only argument to have him as a starter is if he's piling up a lot of innings. And then that way you don't need to use as many relievers in those games and you still have a chance to win. And what allows him to stay in the rotation would be if Tanner Houck is effective out of the pen. Because we first started really talking about this a week or so ago, and then they put Houck in relief, and he got shelled. And we're like, okay, maybe that's not the plan. But last night, and credit to Rob Bradford, he documented how he changed the grip on his slider, and his slider looks a lot different, and apparently it was a lot more effective because he went four scoreless innings in this one. And if he can be sort of that long guy, like, so whether you pair him with a starter going in, I don't know if it would just be Rich Hill or if it would be somebody else where you're like, we're going to, the two of us together. Mm-hmm. Like, if Chris Sale ever comes back, maybe, you know, that day is a Sale-Houck day, and those guys get through the game together, then you can sort of understand maybe Whitlock staying in the rotation. Because if not, then you're really, you don't have many guys you can count on in there.
Yeah, you know what? I completely forgot about Chris Sale.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he's coming back. I'm not saying he is.
No, but like, if this team, they're 16-22 are the Red Sox right now. And I know that Will Fleming said, hey, pretty soon we'll be talking about a 500 team.
Possible.
The schedule lines up that way.
It really does.
Now, they still got to go out and execute. They still got to go hit. They still got to go pitch. So there's a long way to, hell, just get to par, right? Getting to 500 is one thing. Then surging past 500 becomes something very different.
Was a couple of days ago when they finally passed the Orioles. You're like, all right, you're not in last place.
They're a game and a half ahead of the Orioles. 12 back of the Yankees, but up a game and a half on the O's.
Can't be in last place.
No, you can't.
Especially when it's one of the worst teams in baseball history.
Correct.
Like, you got to be better than them. So they are. So that's the first hurdle. And now that the next short-term goal would be 500. And they're currently six games under 500. So, you know, what's realistic? Like, how many games is that in order to get back to 500? And, like, to your point about the schedule, you have a five-game series with the Orioles. Can you win four of those? And then you have a couple games with Cincy. You got to sweep those two games with Cincy. And then just keep winning series. You know, if you're playing the White Sox, take two out of three of the White Sox. Keep going that way. And then they might be in they could very well be back to 500. And then from there, I mean, that last wild card spot probably isn't going to be a crazy record. It's going to be a winning record, but I don't think it's going to be 90 wins. And if so, maybe exactly 90.
I think we talked at the beginning of the year that 86, you know,
could get you
felt
in.
Like that, yeah. it could end up getting you in. And again, when you look at the schedule for the Red Sox, as Keith mentioned, it's kind of soft right now. You got Seattle through the weekend, at Chicago, home for five against Baltimore because you got a doubleheader thrown in there, then Cincinnati, and then it is the dreaded West Coast trip. Oakland, the Angels, who are playing great, and then Seattle once again, and then Oakland. So June 16th is when that run that we just kind of ripped off ends, and that might be okay, let's see where they are, because there are some pretty hapless teams on that schedule that the Red Sox, bare minimum, should be more talented than, if not better than.
See, and you know, again, yesterday was big, and stories is the lead, obviously, but the fact that Verdugo found a way to get three hits and score four runs, those are the next two guys that you would feel the most confident about to joining Bogarts, Devers, and Martinez.
Agreed.
So if you can have five guys hitting, you can kind of carry the other guys if, you know, again, I don't
play the matchups then at that point.
Play matchups, and Kike, you don't want him leading off if he's going to suck, but he's a good defensive center fielder where maybe you put him at the bottom of the lineup and he can play him a little bit. They need to clean that up. they can't be getting nothing from two outfield spots.
Right. You got to at least find a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's becoming much more apparent now.
Hopefully Story continues to swing it a little bit and forget, you know, all the home runs, but just find a way to get on base a lot of times.
So Keith and I have talked a lot over this second half of the Celtics season about the job that Brad Stevens has done. No first round pick for the Celtics this year. That means the group that is here has got to find a way to get better. Is this core group good enough to win? Keith and I will start to unpack that heading into the weekend next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.